Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the guy had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your those kind words, and I'm great to be with you. There's a lot going on in the world of sports. I'm not too sure if we're going to talk about any of it.
Well, we'll talk about some, but you and I had a big week this week. You went out and you know, Fred, the acting legend from Hunter and all the great series there, Land's End. And along with that, of course, the great football career with the New York Giants, a breath of air on the New England Patriots. And when he found out Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were there, you came over and went over to the Los Angeles Rams for that distinguished career. We've had a lot of problems this week, Fred, and we need to get an update for our audience. I know you purchased a stove. Has it been delivered to your home yet?
That's the biggest thing on my plate.
That's
right,
huge.
Now.
It is huge.
Is that stove? It's a beautiful electric range. They said I should have converted. I have a couple of friends of mine that said that you should probably convert it over to gas. And I said, there's enough gas in my house.
Wait, it's not gas. You got an electric job.
It's an electric stove.
Yeah, very
interesting. I'm just replacing it. So here's what the deal is. He says, well, what would you like, Mr. Dreyer? I said, I want that stove. You're the one that sent the link.
Yeah, to the folks at Snyder Diamond.
I said, give me that number three right there. So I said, okay,
number
fine.
Three.
Now what else? And I said, I want you to come over and plug the thing in and get it in and get it out. So tomorrow they're going to come over and they're going to plug it in and then they're going to get it in and get it out.
Here's the problem. You ordered yours about, 2 weeks ago. I ordered my washing machine that I needed, or as we like to say in the Midwest, the washing machine. And they came and dropped it off already, hooking up. I've been washing clothes already with mine.
How many pairs of jeans have you
I've bought? Done some pairs of jeans. I've done underwear.
You've got your whole surf outfit.
It's got a special sanitizing method for the underwear.
But you have your short shorts, and you've got
those.
Your hirachi sandals.
Got all that. Did it all over there. I'm going to have to help you come over and cook, but electric, I don't know. We'll be back with more.
Well, believe me, I had some great soup with that.
It's the Sports Lounge.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. It's the man who is always ready to go with those camera shots from all those years working on that Hunter TV series. That was a big series. He had Land's End after that, one of the first big syndicated shows. After that, various things. I'm telling you, he was on Land's End. I mentioned he was on Agent X with Sharon Stone, no less, on this Crisis, most recently in the Transformer movie. I'm talking about the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man hovering over his paperwork as we speak right now, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm going over my notes, and they're vast. I have vast notes for this show. You know that.
I know. Yeah, I know you
and
prepped for the show.
I'm on page 5, and I have yet to see anything that intrigues me.
Hold on a second here. We got to talk about
other
good
than
old
Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer.
Herb for short. Yeah. Urban Meyer, he's coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and apparently they lost another game. They've lost a few. I don't know, what are they like? If they lose this week, it's like 21 in a row.
0-4. So. They're 0-4
this year.
But
go back, they've lost some other games.
Well, they're not counting that. I mean, he wasn't here then.
That's true. It's not Herb's fault.
Yeah, that's right.
Urban Meyer apparently did not make the team playing after the Cincinnati Bengals game here last week. And he stayed back in Cincinnati. And he was seen on a video cavorting is a good term, I think, for it. Cavorting with women other than his wife. And it was on social media.
What was he doing?
Well, apparently it was they published those images, and he had his press conference, but he said, and we'll get to what he said. Apparently, he wanted to stay in town to see his grandkids. And he said he was at a restaurant, and there was some people. You know how they come up to you sometimes, and they say, hey, come on over to our table or whatever. He said, come on over. And the next thing you know, they're trying to grab him on the dance floor. Earlier, I don't know, he's no comment in this story here now, but a woman was trying to dance in his lap, which, I'm not much of a dancer.
Wait a minute. He's at his table.
Yeah.
And this stranger.
They want him to come over to
comes over to his table and sits on his lap?
Well, I don't know. It's not in this story here, but the earlier story I saw was that some woman was trying to dance in his lap. Here's the thing. He has a press conference. The team is ticked off because he has not addressed the team yet. But he did at the press conference on Monday. He said, I just apologized to the team and the staff. Apparently on Monday he did that. But he didn't do it right away. He stayed in town for a while, even after these pictures went viral. And he said, I apologize to the team and the staff for being a distraction. He said it was stupid. So I explained everything that happened and owned it. And, you know, just stupid. I should not have made myself in that kind of position. He said the coach should not be a distraction. Then he was asked whether he apologized to his family. And quoting again, he says, of course I did. It's not me. And that's, they were upset, he explained. And he said he was there to see the grandkids. He said we all went to dinner that night. Then there was a big group next to the restaurant, and they wanted me to come over and take pictures. And I did. And he said they were trying to pull me out on the dance floor, screwing around, and I should have left. And apparently in the viral pictures.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Well, someone should have asked him.
Well,
Coach, were you drunk? Come on.
His career is new. You know, and I was watching the Roman Gabriel III show, and he said, you know, they've invested a lot of money in him. I will check that program out all the time. And he's 0-4 already this season, 0-4. And there's a lot of questions now. It's a lot of stuff swirling around whether he can handle this kind of pressure as, coaching a football team in adversity. And they say a few weeks back, they said that he could leave the Jaguars for USC.
He's not going to USC, believe me.
You sure?
Yes.
USA has had a long line of stellar
USC,
coaches.
USC, not USA.
USC, I said. Yes, he's had a strong line of these guys.
No, but that the president of the school, what's her name, Ann, does it say anything in here? I don't know.
No, it doesn't
say anything. Anyway, she rejected him before.
At USC?
Based on his other action at Ohio State with that assistant coach.
Yeah, who they said
remember,
was.
Remember the assistant coach had a problem with his wife, a physical abuse problem.
Yeah.
And Urban covered it up for him.
So Urb's got these problems over that. Here's the thing. You say it doesn't matter, but the
who
people
says
of
it doesn't matter?
Well, you said it didn't matter about the other losses here. Jacksonville, let me finish here. They're one loss away from becoming only the third team in the NFL history to lose 20 games in a row. Now, I know he didn't have the other, he only is responsible for four, but they brought him on in hopes of getting a win, and that has not happened yet.
Well, this is a terrible team, and when I say terrible, it has no depth, if you know what that means. There's no players on the roster. It's very thin. And everybody knew that.
And they're ticked at
him. Including Urban Meyer.
Yeah, and the players are ticked at him right now because he didn't come and address them and he stayed. They all went back on the plane.
Yeah,
he stayed back there and then has his shenanigans going.
Yeah, that's right. Shenanigans, that's right. So if you're a coach and you've had this background and you know you've had this background and you know you're going to an area that loves you, Florida loves Urban Meyer because of his coaching expertise that he did there when he was at the University of Florida. And then, of course, Ohio State. And, of course, at Utah. All these schools he was extremely successful at. So he gets this job that he's wanted. He wants to be the coach of the Jaguars because of that quarterback that they drafted. And out of Clemson, I believe, they want that quarterback because they want to build the team on that player. And so what's the guy's name? Shalik Khan. His name is the owner of
Khan.
Yeah, Mr. Khan.
I saw him. He was in an old William Shatner movie.
Yeah.
Khan. Remember that?
Shad Khan.
Yeah.
So. So he hires him and gives him a lot of money. And if you're Urban Meyer, isn't it within the purview of being a head coach, just like it would be inside the purview of being a lieutenant or a leader of men of some sort? Wouldn't you think the last thing that you want to have happen is to be a victim of social media? Aren't you concerned that you would go to a restaurant and where people are drinking and having a good time, see you and say, hey, there's Urban Meyer. Let's go screw around with him. And you can't win. He should have never gone to that place. He should have stayed home. He should have went to a hotel, and he had his whole coaching career in the balance that night. And here's what's interesting. He never knew it. He doesn't know that his coaching career that night was in the balance, just like it is now.
Well, you know, you mentioned the owner there of the Jaguars, Shad Khan. At first he came on and said, you know, it was stupid and it didn't seem like he was going to fire him right away. But I just throw this one little pearl out at you when you say that he should know better. And yeah, it's social media and all that kind of stuff. You should know better. But, you know, past history shows, look at Gavin Newsom was telling us not to go out and dine together. And then he was the governor of California up there at the French Laundry eating his food, no masks on, all this kind of stuff. And he faced a recall and he got away with it. The idiot people of California left him in office.
That's not even close to being the same analogy.
This may be a problem here.
It
went socially viral.
Yeah, so what? And you know what? It went socially viral, and the press in this state squashed it.
In California, yeah, for Gavin. Yeah, I'm saying.
Nobody else in the other 49 states thinks of anything about it because, you know, it's a political gaffe.
You could be right.
Made by the governor.
We'll see.
And guess what? Here's just to prove my point.
Yes.
He's still the governor.
That's what I'm saying. Still the governor. Was covered up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here in the case of Urban Meyer. But that's we'll see what happens. That's all I got to say.
We'll
I just think Jacksonville's
well,
got to
Well, you know,
a win
I'm disappointed because. You know, he has an opportunity to do something football-wise, and certainly in a community. But you can't get caught in social media situations. You just can't.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Man, we call the Sultan, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Let me ask you a question, Fred, because we talk about sports, we talk about entertainment. I was spinning by the TV dial the other night, and you and I are old enough to remember the old the Groucho Marx show, You Bet Your Life. Have you seen the new version?
With Jay Leno?
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's just Jay Leno.
Well, it's an easy format, and it's the show belongs to the moderators, and if he's good and you like him, then it's the show successful.
It's you know what I noticed? It's on at 11 o'clock at night that we're broadcasting out of Los Angeles, and there's so much crap on late at night now. There used to be great shows like The Late Show and The Tonight Show, and. On all these shows that are out there.
Those shows are ruined.
They're all political hack shows now.
They're not least, funny.
Yeah, Jay's doing a funny show. He's got Kev, his old band leader up there, and doing the show, and they get people on, and he has fun talking to the people. It's quite entertaining to go to bed watching something like that that puts a smile on your face when you're going to sleep instead of a grimace.
Well, they got rid of Leno because they wanted to make the shows political.
I think you're right.
They did. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, and then I was also, watching some of the shows that you can go on YouTube and see some things over there, and it's fun to watch some of the old shows. Even Letterman, who I wasn't a huge fan of, is funnier than the shows that are on late night now. I can't believe it. Yeah,
No. When I say nobody's funny, nobody's funny.
Yeah,
they've politicized everything, and you're gonna make a Tonight Show that took over for Jay Leno.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. It's a moron. He comes on and makes a joke about the size of Hillary Clinton's rear end, and we're supposed to laugh because he knows Hillary.
Yeah, I guess it goes right over my head now on some of those shows.
You're a bunch of idiots.
So anyway, that's interesting. All right, what else we got for you? They say that what about the Bears? You know, they've been up and down, and now
the
Bears are now saying that Justin Fields is going to be named their new starter over Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton played the first two games, got injured, and the coach went ahead and said, Andy Dalton, when he's head, Matt Nagy, the head coach, said Andy Dalton is our guy now. They announced this week that Justin Fields, after playing a couple of games, losing one, winning one, beat the Detroit Lions, for gosh sakes.
Everybody did.
Exactly. And so now Justin Fields is named the new starter. So we'll see what happens on this because, it's going to be maybe if they win again this week, that'll be something to look for. But they're playing the Raiders.
Well, look, there's a couple schools to this.
Yeah.
The quarterback is either has a clue. He's ready to lead. You have to give the guy an opportunity to get better before you throw him in there because, he could get hurt. I hate to say that.
Right.
And so you want to protect him. He's a running quarterback, and therefore his chances of being hit more often than being in a pocket quarterback are that much greater. But if he's a good athlete, he'll adjust. And if they think that they ought to just start him and just say, "Here, play. You're going to be our starter until you prove that this job might be a little bit too big for you right now. But you're the guy, you're the guy of the future." So Matt Nagy has some. If he realizes that he can squeeze some runs, some wins out of Justin Fields. and keep his job, he'll do it.
Yeah, and apparently the coach feels strongly because he was adamant that Dalton would remain the starter. And now, like I say, not so much. The Week 4 win over the Lions, the game coming up this weekend with the Raiders. They say the Bears have already seen positives and the negatives with Justin Fields over his two starts. He was sacked 9 times against the Browns, and the Bears averaged 1 yard per play. And then we saw what happened to you beat Detroit. So, you know, what does that say about Jeff Goff at Detroit? Is he going to get a win over there, you think? What's going on there?
Jeff Goff?
Yeah, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Oh, yeah. Well, look, I mean, Jared Goff has a little bit more experience than Justin Fields does. But did you see the Cardinal-Ram game?
Yeah, I did watch that one. And, boy, Arizona looked mighty fine, and it looked like that quarterback was in control. As great as the Rams played the week before against Tampa Bay, it was a total 180-degree reversal on that field.
Yeah, the guy completely defined them right off the field, that quarterback.
You always talk about this, and we should remind our listeners about this again. The game is won and lost at the line of scrimmage, and that guy on Arizona just brought everybody right back there. He had the run game in place. He had the passing game in place, and the Rams really didn't get a chance to dig in and get a hold.
The game is won and lost at the line of scrimmage. I've always said that, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, you know, we'll see what happens here. We move along. I can't believe we're into already the fifth week of the NFL. It's like, where does the time go? Christmas time. We're going to start.
Not jump over Thanksgiving
You're right.
You know, Halloween.
Halloween is
one of my biggest favorite as a kid.
Oh, as a kid? Me too.
Now, too. But, I mean, you look back on your youth and the great moments of the changing of the weather and trick or treating and costumes and all of the organization that was done at your school with your classmates, you never realize how much that sticks with you as you get older.
That was when you talk about school. They always had the Halloween parade where you'd dress up and you'd all kind of march along the playground, right?
Yeah.
I hate to pry, but were there some great?
Please do.
Were there some great outfits? You know, all pro defensive end. My gosh, you had two safeties in one game. What did you, as a youngster, as a young kid, what was some of your prize outfits that you wore on Halloween? I'm curious.
Well, the easiest for guys like me was be a ghost.
So you were a ghost?
Yeah.
Just the sheet.
Just get the sheet.
Yeah.
You know, and get you get a hole here and a hole there.
Nose and eyes.
Yeah, and then I would put a pointed hat on my head, like a witch, you know.
Okay.
And it would be a novel and unusual deal. It got to be just a pain, so I dumped it, and I would go door to door in my street clothes. And they'd say, Fred Dreyer, is that you?
You could always put, you know, if you want to be kind of easy, you'd go as a hobo or something and just have a knapsack with you. As a kid, we didn't have a whole lot of money. And I remember we had one Halloween costume was up in the cabinet in my parents' bedroom at the top. And when they would get close to Halloween, I'd want to pull that down and look. And it was the same outfit that I wore for many years in grade school, but it was a nice outfit. If I save this, they'd probably go for a lot of bucks. It was a Donald Duck outfit with
perfect
the Donald Duck mask.
Just perfect for you.
Every year I was the same, and one year I decided, you know, I am not going as Donald Duck again. And we had received a shipment of something in a box, and I cut a hole in the box, and I got my erector set, and I put a couple of knobs on it and made a big round hole, and I went as a TV set, and my hands were outside each side of the box so I would look like it was the antenna. And I marched on the field as a TV set. Any other outfits that you wore, Fred?
Wow.
You have this look of disbelief. That was a great outfit, the TV set.
We always thought that
Hoffman, black and white.
Kids that went to such elaborate details were jerks.
Oh, there wasn't a
jerks.
Lot of elaborate
they
detail.
They were jerks.
No, it wasn't a lot of elaborate. It was a box with some holes cut into it. And it was Hoffman TV. Besides you going as a ghost, anything else that comes to mind?
No, that's it.
Okay, it's kind of fun. No, Halloween.
That's it.
It's coming up again.
I love the environment. I loved
favorite.
Laughing. I loved laughing at my friends who said, "How about this? Is a, I'm going to go as a witch." And you know, they couldn't pull it off because you didn't have the wherewithal to buy the costumes. You know,
did you get a trick or treat bag they used to give away at the stores?
Yeah, sure, the and orange bag with the witches on it and pointed hats and all that garbage.
Then we went out with my brother's friend Don Zuber, and he says you got to get yourself a pillowcase because we're going to go lots of places and you got to be able to have lots of candy.
Oh yeah, pillowcase.
I had a
pillowcase
with like about an inch worth of candy in the bottom of it.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and then there's the guy up the street that these days are gone because he used to trust people. He would have a bowl of popcorn. The guy just probably working on his car. You looked at his hands; looks like he was just changing the oil on a '56 Ford. And he'd come to the door and say, "Here's some for you." And he'd grab a hand of the popcorn and throw it in your bag.
Who did that?
A neighbor up the street.
And was so he an idiot?
We wouldn't eat it because it was like not even wrapped up.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Then there was the guy that put all the candy in one big tray and said, "Take one." And by the time I got there, the thing was empty because the first guy in dumped everything in his bag. So a little Halloween fun down memory lane with you.
And, of course, there's always the putative stories. Always the stories of somebody somewhere in the neighborhood biting into an apple with a razor blade in it.
That's not good.
Huh?
Yeah, that was terrible. It is.
Every October,
always comes
something
out
like that would happen.
Happy Wednesday from Kathy. She's saying hello from Wandale to you.
Happy Halloween to you, Kathy.
Bruce is saying hello to you and I, and Bernard is saying hi from, looks like... Ottawa. He's our Canadian guy.
Ottawa.
Ottawa, Canada.
Yes.
Well, I have a story for him when we come back here on the show. I got something special going on in Ottawa, in all of Canada, and we'll tell Bruce and our whole audience about it for you Canadian listeners out there. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as the Championship Radio Network, crntalk, T-A-L-K.com. Follow on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge.
Wouldn't you like the edge when you head to your sports book to play today's game? Wouldn't you like to have the expertise of handicappers who specialize in the sport you are betting on? Well, you can get it at againstthenumber.com. Why should the bookmakers have the advantage? Go to againstthenumber.com. Give yourself the advantage of highly skilled, reasonably priced sports handicappers focused on one thing: helping you beat the books. At againstthenumber.com, you'll find numerous reasonably priced sports-specific specialist packages to help you get the edge on the sports books. So, if you're looking for a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of sports handicappers focused only on beating the books, you need to visit againstthenumber.com. That's againstthenumber.com.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the star of Hunter, and about Hunter playing all over the place. Amazon, Peacock, you name it, it's there. It's taken the country by storm again. Good show there, Fred Dreyer.
Oh, good. All right, thank you.
All right, other football news. The Vikings, their quarterback there, or rather the running back, Davin Cook, let me ask you this story, Fred. Here he wasn't really himself last week when they were playing the Browns, and after missing the previous games, he had an ankle injury that he suffered in week two. So he played only 33 snaps against Cleveland, turned 11 touches into 44 total yards, and he's not 100%, obviously, but he's confident. Dalvin Cook, he's confident that he can continue to play through this injury. He says it's a matter of pain tolerance, and he's going to do whatever it takes to be out there and help the Vikings, who are 1-3, win. He said, "This week I feel like I'm taking the step to get back to being who I am, so that's the plan. Just keep attacking. My rehab every day is a new opportunity for me to get better, so that's how I take it. I just take it day by day and try to get back to being Dalvin."
Look, the headlines on the article is Vikings running back Dalvin Cook plans to play through pain while ankle recovers. So he's going to play.
Yeah.
While he's under pain.
Yep.
Which means the ankle is got a problem with it.
Exactly.
So how is it that he expects his ankle to recover while he's playing through pain?
I don't know. And he's also letting the other team know that he's in pain. So if you're on the other team, wouldn't you step on that ankle accidentally while you're?
Well, everybody knows everybody's. Everybody knows who's hurt.
Yeah.
Vikings running back Dalvin Cook plans to play through pain. Okay, that's okay. The kicker here is while ankle recovers. It's not going to recover, Dalvin, if you're playing through pain.
I think that's exactly right. You got to give it a chance to recover if you're, I don't know. It's, you know, what can we say?
Well, this sounds like not a release from the organization.
No, it does not.
This sounds like a release from Dalvin.
Now, you were saying you've seen players with their cell phones on the field texting and doing some things like that. Sometimes they announce things that maybe the team doesn't want other people to know.
They always do. Yeah, like, my back hurts, so I'll be out 2 weeks. What are you talking about? Yeah, and nobody even knows it. And then when the owner comes down and says, "What's this guy doing?" And he says, "I don't know. He just got on the phone, and where'd he get the phone? He brought it out here and put it underneath the seat."
That's amazing.
I said, "Well, you know, what are we going to do about it? Well, we can't do anything about it now."
He says, Dalvin Cook of the Vikings says, "I don't feel like I'm getting worse. I don't feel like I'm headed in the wrong direction. I feel like I'm headed in the right direction to get myself back to where I need to be at. You have those days that we just played a game just trying to work myself back to being 100% so I can help us win games."
Yeah, that's the way to go, Dalvin. And I'm sure that the team really approves of your judgment here. And by the way, the Vikings have a artificial surface.
Yeah.
And if you've got any type of injury with your knees, your back, your
watch
hips,
out.
Your ankles, you're not going to last.
That's it. Now, we had Bernard from Ottawa, Canada, saying hello to us. And here's the story. I don't know if you remember this or not, because you're, Fred, you know, one of the fine cuisine masters. I know you like your salmon and you like your broccoli and you're very healthful and everything. Have you ever had from KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC, have you ever had their chicken sandwich where they don't have a bun and they use the actual two pieces of chicken to be like what you hold on to while you eat the sandwich?
No.
Well, it was out in the United States for a while and didn't really catch on, but apparently it did in Canada. And that sandwich, and hopefully Bernard can get one and send it to us, that sandwich is now available in Canada through November 7th. I just thought I'd let everybody know if they're in Canada, KFC releasing that special KFC, whatever they call it, sandwich.
Yeah, good.
I'd pass that along. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay. All right, so we got that going now. Let's take a look. Other news here that we can talk about. Major League Baseball is planning something here, and this is going to – I don't want to get you all pumped up again, but they're finalizing a policy that would require all minor league players to be vaccinated before the 2022 season, according to Yahoo Sports. It'll be the latest in a series of vaccine updates that the Major League Baseball and teams have rolled out recently to cover more and more people within the baseball world. And the commissioner's office requires all employees to be vaccinated. And some teams, starting with the Washington Nationals and Houston Astros, have done exactly that, mandating that all non-playing full-time employees get the vaccine or receive a medical or religious exemption. However, several executives, like the famous Bob Boone, one of the great catchers of our times, he was the Washington Nationals VP, resigned over the requirement.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, basketball put this thing through, and now baseball's coming through with it.
It's all it needs is get all these players together and file a class action lawsuit against them for billions of dollars. And, you know, this is what is known as fascism. This right here, this large corporations, corporate mandated to the individual to say to them, we believe this is of a necessary order for us to demand that you do something you don't want to do for the health of others. Forget the health of yourself. The health of others.
That's what they're saying now.
That's You're what right. they're saying.
It's true.
And that's, I don't care how, any way you cut it. You know, the interesting thing is, the unfortunate thing is they probably have leverage with these players, because by the time they strip you of your playing rights and your money, it will be that ship will have sailed. You can't threaten people like that. These people have the people who are doing this, National Football League, all these
you're right.
All these failures, for them to demand that you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do, that could possibly later on down the road in a year or two have negative effects on your health. This is what's going to happen when that happens. Nobody will pay it no mind, you know.
That's true. Most recently, Major League Baseball apparently informed teams that all players who plan to participate in the Arizona Fall League, which is coming up later this month, have to be vaccinated. A source told some of the people on the rosters that the rosters were adjusted to account for the mandate. It's the first of its kind to apply to players themselves. And like other major American sports leagues, Major League Baseball likely can't mandate vaccines for major leaguers without a buy-in from the Players Association. So do you, Fred, think that the Players Association will cave and say, yeah, we'll do it?
Yeah, there's too much money.
You're absolutely right. I think you're right.
They're going to demand that players do exactly what they're going to do, or they're going to take their livelihood, they're going to fire them, and they're going to take their money away from them.
That's exactly right. All right, your thoughts on that? Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com /TheRealFredDreyer and email Fred, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. We're on Sirius XM. We're on Sports Byline. We're on CRN Talk. And we're here with you. Plus, the video goes up on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com, you name it. We try and get it up there, and you can always go ahead and talk to us on Facebook Live. We have a couple of other announcements here. James is saying, hello from Phoenix. Says, hopes you're well, Fred.
Hello. I'm well. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Nikki from Lincoln, Nebraska is saying hello and saying happy Halloween. Apparently she liked your Halloween stories, Fred.
Oh, well, they're fun. They're from my youth, like everybody else out there.
Sure.
Has a lot of stories they can tell about the great, great holiday seasons in America here. It's really great.
Now, one other baseball story, and that I just want to bring this back because we had the one-game playoff between Boston and the Yankees. And, you know, I don't know who you were rooting for, but that was, you know, supposedly going to be a tough back-and-forth battle. But Boston sort of pounded New York 6-2 in the wild card game on Tuesday, and CC Sabathia, a former pitcher for the Yankees, was with the Yankees in 2009 when they won the title, said he was very frustrated. He expressed his frustrations regarding his former team. He said, listen, he said, and I'm quoting him now, this is from CC Sabathia, he says, our core lost to a team in 18 that's not even the same Red Sox. Mookie Betts is gone. Jackie Bradley is gone. They traded them all. He was on his podcast talking about this, quoting him. He said, we still have the same core on the Yankees. We come back to Boston 4 years later and lost to a completely different core. What the bleep are we doing wrong? And so what do you think is the problem there? They got a lot of stars on the Yankees. It's a one-game playoff. Anything can happen.
Well, it was clear if you watched the game.
Yeah.
I mean,
Garrett Cole just...
he threw the ball over the plate and...
three runs in two innings.
And the other Boston pitcher didn't.
Yeah, so kind of interesting. I don't know, baseball may need to look at that model. One-game playoff sometimes can take good teams and just toss them right out. All right, we're if you have some comments, please get on Facebook Live. Talk to us. Email Fred, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Let's get to some emails if we can, Fred, because we do have a few comments here from people that have been following you in your illustrious career and have some information. Nikki is saying, hello, Fred. During the show, this was last week, and we showed pictures of you drinking coffee. You were drinking out of a coffee cup, and you said to make it look believable, you showed how you kind of hold the cup like you normally would hold a coffee cup like this. You're not going to be swinging it all around so the coffee spills out. So Nikki wants to know, did you ever take a drink out of a coffee cup and it was gross coffee, or you were lucky enough not actually not take a sip of it? Did something like that happen?
No, it never happened. I would never blindly drink from anything.
So you made sure it was okay, right?
Of course.
So they had coffee ready to go on the set to put in there for you, right?
That's right. I was responsible for what I put in my mouth always.
Yeah, this is really good coffee,
right,
buzz.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
this is good brew.
Looks good.
Good to the last drop. Okay, Jamie says, I'm trying to find the Hunter TV movies and the reboot TV episodes. I have the complete original series on DVD. Do you know where we can find the Hunter TV movies, Fred?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about that. A distributor, NBC, whoever was a distributor is the ones that you would have to go to. And I have no news for you.
All right, it's too bad. I hope they run them again.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you know, I just saw this.
Yes.
Dodgers knew they were risking further injury with Clayton Kershaw.
And they still pitched him, right?
Well,
I want to
discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that straight ahead. Here it is, the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll be back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back in the Sports Lounge, it's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And, boy, it's really getting good playoff season and baseball, football season going on. And we've also, got basketball starting, hockey starting. This is the time of year when you're a sports fan. And Ray has talked to us from Trumbull, Connecticut. He said Boston versus New York was crazy. And so he was watching that game. We also have for you, Fred, a comment here from Derek, who sent you an email at freddreyer@crntalk.com. He says, I'm a fan of Hunter, Fred. Thanks for all your hard work.
Well, thank you, Derek. I greatly appreciate it. There were a lot of fabulous efforts to put that show together over the years, and we appreciate your mentioning it.
You know, the Dodgers finished, you mentioned they finished their season up, and they had Clayton Kershaw. They hopefully were going to try to get him to go into the playoffs, but apparently they knew that they were risking his further injury when they were pitching him in those games, and he was teeing it up right over the plate. That ball was just laying there for guys to hit home runs there out in the regular season. And so I don't know, his contract is up. You think the Dodgers will re-sign Clayton Kershaw?
I don't know. They're going to have to make considerations for him for going forward. I don't think they're going to give him another three-year, $100 million contract.
Yeah, I don't
either. I think, this injury here is really stupid. And it says here, I think we all knew the possibility that it could get to this point. says Doc Roberts. He was determined to do everything that he could in his power to see this thing through this year. I know he did.
He's a competitor,
that's for sure. But now he's got a bigger problem.
All right, we got to get out of here. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email us, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. I'm Michael Horn. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, as always, great to be with you. Look forward to being with you next time.
See you then.